Virginia's localities spent this week trying to divorce their own paychecks. Chesterfield rezoned to require public hearings on new data centers, then dangled a car tax cut from $3.25 down to $1.79, financed by already approved Google campuses. Fredericksburg killed a $23.4 million project in a 7-0 vote that ran past midnight. Virginia Beach and Chesapeake both moved to restrict new centers the same week. The pattern is statewide now. Separately, Attorney General Jay Jones announced Virginia is guaranteed $353 million from a $17 billion settlement with Meta. With mandated child safety reforms on Instagram and Facebook, the product changes are the real teeth, not the check. Governor Spamberger ordered flags at half-staff across Virginia for Dolly Parton. In Southwest Virginia, where her sound is woven into Appalachian identity, that order landed differently than it did anywhere else. A federal court granted a temporary restraining order blocking the Trump administration from demanding a sensitive Virginia driver database while threatening state funding, a direct state-federal clash over your personal data worth watching. Two ways to give back this week. In Northern Virginia, Fairfax County Parks and Rec needs volunteers for its adaptive aquatics program in Vienna. You work directly with students in the pool under instructor guidance, a concrete few hours that makes a real difference. In the Fredericksburg region, a Manassas organization is recruiting refugee career readiness mentors to help refugees build job skills and move towards self-sufficiency, a sustained commitment with lasting impact. For the full briefing, plus events, things to do in your neck of the woods, and ways to give back close to home, visit virginiathisweek.com.